Pastor Kazete, Posta Makateros, Satimos, Ayabola Sotamanimos, Satimani Kasu Conteros, Tega Palimasati, Rati Kunto, Masa Toto, Kali Matatoto, Malimo Zapa Pasebati. Oh, glory to God, Rosta Gavali Mosa, Padimosapi, they are sticking to that so today. Oh, Rantimas and Thomas Santos. Hallelujah. See my eyes, I open. I see as I ought to see. I hear as I ought to hear. I am not rebellious. I receive with meekness the engrafted word, saving souls. Hallelujah. Instead, thank you. Move to the front, please. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Move to the front, move to the front. So, just I beg you, help me to help you to know God more, okay? You have to help me at this junction. You have to help me so I can help you to know God more. And these are times of great consecration, so don't allow distraction. Do your best to be in all the series. Amen? All you crave for the kingdom, everything will be supplied. So show yourself available, show yourself obedient to the church authority, to your leaders, to your pastors. Just show yourself available. Value their labor, respond with honor. Amen? Respond with honor, with willingness to know more. Praise God. Understanding Genesis, series 2, verse 3. This is a day I don't wish anybody miss, actually. Amen. And it's a day that you have to take off your wristwatch. Praise God. Amen. So now in the first series, in series 1, we look more into man's authority, actually. We dealt a lot about man's will. Man's will, man's authority. That foundation is actually very key in series 1. So please, if you have not listened to it, please get it. Edificassembly.org is over there. Man's authority, that foundation is very key. So this time, of course, we are still going to look at authority, but that is actually the basis for what we'll be looking at now, is redemption. So now we will look a bit more into redemption. The history of redemption as found in Genesis and the reality, the types and shadows, everything. So Matthew 22, verse 34, a brief recap about what we did yesterday, 2034. But when the Pharisees heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, who was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, saying, Master, what is the great commandment of the law? Which is the great commandment of the law? 37, what's there? Want to go? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. Amen. Amen. So, does this involve any action? Where does that love lies? Where? In the heart, right? So, love to God should be where? In the heart, in the soul, in the mind. I'm talking about the same place. He's not saying your spirit, your soul, and your body. No. He's talking about the same location. The heart of man. Meaning, talking about faith in the gospel. Praise God. So, that will be faith. Amen. Say faith. So see 38, and this is the first and great commandments. 39, and the second is like unto it. Can you see? He says it's like unto it. It's like unto it. The second takes its strength from the first. Write it that way. Come on. Look at my face. The second takes its strength from that first one. The second is like unto it. It takes its strength from the first one. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I've told you, if we attempt the second without the first, what would that result to? Self-righteousness, right? And if you attempt the first, if you are doing the first and you are discarding the second, that would be what? Walking in the flesh. So see verse 40, on these two commandments hang what? All the law and the prophets. So what the prophets, what they were trying to make them do, when they were giving them all the laws, they are simply trying to tell them to believe in God, to believe in the redemptive work of God, which is in Christ Jesus, and to cause people to love one another. Now, I've told you that this is not contrary to the New Testament. Galatians 5:22. So, faith and love by that faith. Your love must be as a result of faith, not love outside faith. Faith and love by faith. So Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. You see? So the fruit of the, so we always find love and faith together. So I repeat again, what is the gospel message? Faith in the Son, love for men. This is the whole emphasis of that, for example, of 1 John. Faith in the gospel and love for men. Ephesians 1:15. You will find this so much in the scripture. You will see faith and love together. Ephesians 1:15. Come on, open. I wait for you. Faith and love. Faith that worketh. Love that worketh by faith. Let's check them. Are you there? Come on, Ephesians 1:15. I wait for you. So it's such a day that you will read scripture and both the reader and the hearer, everybody will be tired. Ephesians 1:15. Want to go? Yes. Wherefore I also, after I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and what? Love unto all saints. Faith in who? In Christ, but love for saints. So, Ephesians 3:17. So God is not requesting any labor, and he is not telling you to strive to do anything for him. It's faith in Christ, love for saints. Ephesians 3:17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by what? By faith, that you being rooted and grounded in what? In love. Can you see that? Always together. See Ephesians 6:23. Ephesians 6:23. Peace be to the brethren. And what? Love with faith. Love with faith. From God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. See Colossians 1:4. Same thing as in Ephesians 1:15. Colossians 1:4. Since we heard of your faith, we are in Christ Jesus and love which you have to all the saints. 1 Thessalonians 1:3. Remembering without ceasing your what? Your work of faith and labor of love and patience and hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. 1 Timothy 1:16. So faith and love, always together. Faith and love, faith that worketh by love. 1 Timothy 1:16. And grace of our Lord Jesus Christ was exceedingly abundant with what? Faith and 1 Timothy 1:14. 1 Timothy 1:14. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ was exceedingly abundant with faith and love, which was in Christ Jesus. See 2 Timothy 1:13. 2 Timothy 1:13. Hold fast the forms of word of sound words which thou hast heard of me. In what? In faith and love. Faith and love. This is just the gospel. Faith and love. Faith and love. Which is where? In Christ Jesus. Next verse. Philemon 1:5. Philemon 1:5. Hearing of thy words, love and faith which thou hast towards the Lord Jesus and towards all saints. So faith will be in the Lord Jesus. The Lord will be towards who? All saints. Do you get that? So can you see faith and love always together? Say faith and love. Say always together. So, and I said this, I said fellowshipping with your faith will birth love for others. When you fellowship with your faith, that is same thing anyone wants, that the communication of your word faith become effectual. As you fellowship more with your faith, it will birth more love for one another. You cannot separate faith and love, brethren. You just cannot separate. As you fellowship with your faith, you will pass more love for one another. So, don't forget, that love for one another, I will arrange it for you in this pattern. Number one, that will be to preach the gospel. That will be to heal the sick, then to give material things in that other place. So, you to preach and teach the gospel, then to what? Heal the sick, then to what? Give what? Material things. That's just my own arrangement. This is in that order. It will be to first teach and teach the gospel to seek the supernatural. Then, of course, to bless your neighbor with supernatural. Then, thirdly, to bless your neighbor also with what? With material things. So, go to Matthew 19:16. I think I did all that yesterday. Matthew 19:16. So, and behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Please be there. And he said, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. If thou will, well, he still is not saying it's not good, don't forget. He was just trying to refute that his own idea that is bringing. good, there's goodness in man, and that man is Christ. So, what am I saying? Where am I? Why callest thou me good? There's none good but God. If thou will enter life, what should you do? Keep the what? Commandments. So, is this talking about law of Moses? No. What are the commandments? Faith and love. Let's see it. Verse 18. He said unto him, which? He said, which? Imagine. So, he was expecting. And see what Jesus, okay, just say, okay, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and your mother, thou shalt love your neighbor as thyself. 20. Want to go? Young man said unto him, all this have I kept from my youth up, what like I yet? Eh? So Jesus said unto him, if thou will what? Be perfect, go and sell that thou art and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and then you come and follow me. 22. Want to go? But when the young man had that saying, he went away what? Sorrowful, why? For he had. So this man failed in part two, which was a proof that he didn't what? Believe. Are you with me? So this man, what happened to him? He failed in love, which is a proof that he never believed. That would mean this man is looking at that law of Moses. He was only seeing do's and don'ts, he was not seeing faith and love. He was, but don't forget all those things. He was trying, he said, okay, me, now I've not killed, now I've not done this, now I've not done this, I've not done that. But when Jesus now exposed his heart, you can see that he actually was nowhere. He was just trying to fulfill codes of conduct. He was not seeing, he could not reason through to the intention of the Ten Commandments. Are you with me, brother? Are you with me? So notice, I told you, there is no consequence attached to disobedience in the Ten Commandments. There was no thou shalt not commit adultery unless you die. There was no thou shalt not steal unless you be stolen. There is no thou shalt not commit murder unless you be killed. So there is no consequence attached. God simply said, don't do it. Are you with me? So is it bad? What's bad there? Don't do it. Don't do it. I tell you the truth. We check Ephesians 4, Ephesians 5. We see our instructions for what? Christian conduct. They are all there. So it's not that you say because I'm under grace, I don't do Ten Commandments again. I don't. Why are you scared of Ten Commandments? Do you want to murder? Do you want to steal? Amen? Are you with me? Do you want to correct your neighbor's wife? Praise God. Because you are shaking your head. Praise God. So don't be scared of the Ten Commandments. So I said there is no consequence attached to disobedience. That's how you will know that it is the gospel. What they call Ten Commandments is the gospel message. Please, you don't understand what I'm saying, then that means you have to listen again to part two. So, it is all faith in God and love for the brethren. Please don't forget that order. Now, this is my next take. A bit fast, I know. Let's see where this stuff is taken from. This faith in God, faith in Christ, and love for the brethren. Please, faith in God is faith in Christ, please. Okay? They must believe that they tremble and they are not saved. Faith in God is to have faith in Christ. John chapter 5, verse 19, 20, 21. To honor the Father will be to what? Honor the Son. Matthew 11, verse 27, 28. For you to know the Father, the Son must reveal the Father to you. So, go to Deuteronomy 30, verse 1. I gave you a question. You are not writing it down. I said, okay, is it Jesus that defined the Ten Commandments as faith? Rather than as a question. Is it just Jesus? Was it Jesus that first came and defined Ten Commandments as faith, or it was done before him? So let's see where this stuff is taken from. Faith in Christ, love for the saints. Deuteronomy 30, verse 1. Deuteronomy. Please, everybody must open to this one. One thing you do today is you almost do more reading than writing. There's a lot to read. In our limited time. Deuteronomy 30 verse 1. Let me know when you are there. And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse. Amen. In our house, we read Deuteronomy 28 last night, and it was terrible. Praise God. That lasts from verse 16 to verse 60 something. Very terrible stuff over there. Very terrible stuff. What I don't like is that the Lord is mighty with boy. Amen. I hate boys. Come on. Please don't say that one. Amen. So Deuteronomy 30 verse 1, and it shall come to pass when these things shall come upon thee, the blessing be because, amen, which I have said before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whether the Lord thy God has driven thee. Verse 2, and shall return unto the Lord thy God, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day. Thou and thy children with all thy heart and with all what? Thy soul. So when you obey, see what he said. He said with all thy heart and with all your soul. So when you obey, he will walk on your heart. Let me take it again. Verse 2. And thou shalt return unto the Lord thy God, and thou shalt obey his voice according to all I command you this day, thou and thy children with all thy heart and with all your soul. So what will that obedience imply? To believe, right? To believe, right? Okay, see verse 3. Then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations whither the Lord thy God has scattered thee. Verse 4, want to go? If any of thine be driven out unto the uttermost part of the heavens, from thence will the Lord thy God gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. So that is what? That is right, right in your notes, right? Restoration and reconciliation. Restoration, reconciliation, deliverance, which is salvation. Restoration, reconciliation, deliverance, which of course all equals salvation. See verse 5, and the Lord thy God, so this is faith, that is faith that is preaching them. You see what I'm saying? Don't forget he's saying like your soul and thy mind. Verse 5, want to go? And the Lord thy God, let me read verse 5, you read verse 6 for me. And the Lord thy God will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it, and he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers. Verse 6, yes? And Lord thy God will circumcise. Who will do it? Will you do it yourself? No. The Lord thy God shall what? Circumcise thy heart and the heart of thy seed to what? To love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul that thou mayest live. Hallelujah. So to circumcise your heart will also mean to give you his spirit to love. That will also mean to give you his spirit. Don't forget, we have seen that in this church before, that circumcision is a figure of what? Believing the gospel and what? Receiving the spirit. Circumcision that he did to Moses, he did from Abraham, it was a symbol of, because don't forget, Philippians 3, now told us, we are the circumcision that worship God well in the spirit, and, in the spirit, right? So, and we glory in Christ Jesus, and we have no confidence in the flesh. So, circumcision is a symbol of receiving the spirit. Don't forget, it is what God does himself. He said, the Lord your God will circumcise your heart. It will be no effort on your behalf, no work for you to do. And don't forget, where is that work? In your heart, in your spirit. He will regenerate you. Are you with me? So, where are we? Verse what? Verse 7, right? So, verse 8, want to go? And thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Lord and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day. What is the commandment? Believe and love. Are you saying? Believe and love. Now, don't forget this Testament to be interpolating. Now, please start paying attention. Verse 9, and the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thy hand, and in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land, for the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. That is love, right? That is love. See verse 10. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law. What's the next word? And write. Are you with me? Come on. And write in KJV. That and is it straight or italicized? Italicized, right? So now, let's read verse 10 again. Just leave the hand and remove the hand. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in the book of the law, if thou come unto the Lord thy God with all
thy heart and with all your soul. So where should the turning to the Lord be located? Where? In the heart. So that would be what? To believe. Because to turn in your heart, it requires no effort. I keep saying this. That would be towards to believe. Amen. Amen. Come on. So are we talking about all those 600 laws of Moses? Don't wear trousers and this, don't wear this. Is that what he's talking about since? No, he's talking about your heart. Your heart. How do you turn to the Lord with your heart? It's not saying do this or do that. It has not said offer any sacrifice, do any oblation. It has not said do any sacrifice. It has said turn in your heart. How do you turn your heart? Repent, you believe. So this is still the gospel message. Now, so that you can understand better. Pay attention. See what Moses said now. Verse 11. For this commandment, which I commanded this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. Verse 12. Once you go, it is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up to heaven to bring it unto us, that we may what? Wow. Hear and do it. Next verse. Neither is it beyond the sea, that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. 14. For the word is near unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy mouth. Hallelujah. What was Moses preaching? Pure gospel. You know, if you are carried away with all the laws, you will forget. This is why Moses was dropped, was their boss. This is what he knew. See the way he crafted it. So somebody said Moses does not understand, does not know death and resurrection. Ah. Amen. Now, focus. Hold on. Pay attention now. Let's first read verse 15. See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil. Now, write down. Life and good will be faith. Death and evil will be unbelief to the message. Life and good will be faith in the message. Death and evil, that is verse 15, will be what? Unbelief in the message. Are you with me? Now, don't forget, when I was teaching you about Bible interpretation yesterday, I said in interpreting scripture, yesterday or 2 days ago, I said, number one, we disclose secrets. Please write it again. We disclose secrets. Life and good will be faith in the message. Death and evil will be unbelief in the message. So, and I said, when I was teaching you about Bible interpretation, I said in interpreting scripture, number one, we disclose secrets. We solve riddles. Number three, we clarify shady matters. Also, we don't take everything literally. We know portions that are not talking to us. Now, I want to add one more. And also, we complete the missing links. We what? We complete the missing links. We add to it. You answer questions. We are not lost anywhere. So you don't take everything literally. You know some the portions that are not talking to you. You complete the missing links. You add to some, and you answer questions. So see, don't forget when we are discussing Romans and Luke 24, right? He said he was expounded unto them in all the scripture, the things concerning himself. What is the Greek called? What is the meaning of that expounded? Remember? Expound. To interpret. I say it's the same Greek word as interpretation of tongues. Never forget things on me. Amen? Go through your notes when you get home. Believers, let's reduce that time we spend on social media. This thing, chatting, reduce it, focus, use this time to pass ministry in you. Amen. That is the way you can follow again today. So, at least I prepared some of these things for days. So when you are written down, thanks for being studious, you go buy it again. Now see Romans 10. Don't forget what you just finished reading in Deuteronomy 30. Now see Romans 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer for Israel is that they might be saved from verse 1. For I bear the record that they have a seed of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own what? Righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Verse 4, want to go? For Christ is what? End of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Now, stop paying attention. Verse 5, 1 to go. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which dwelt these things shall live by them. Who wrote that? Who wrote that? Say Moses. Please put your hand there. Wrote to Leviticus 18, verse 5. It was there. The man that does these things, plural, these things, you will only live after you do these things. He is saying that is not of faith. That is the righteousness of the law. These things. Plenty things to keep for you to live. The man that do these things, these plenty things, he will live by them. That is not faith. So where are we? Leviticus 18 verse 5, want to go? You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgment, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord. Can you see that? He said, if you do it, you will live. So it was the same Moses that said that. But now, the same Moses said something else. So back to Romans 10, verse 6. So verse 5 was Moses giving them a contradiction to faith. Same Moses. Oh. Now see verse 6. 1 to go. But the righteousness, come on, are you there? But the righteousness, which is of faith, speaketh on this wise. 1 to go, read. Say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven? What's the next word? That is. Say that is. Circle that on your Bible. Say that is. What would that be? What is that is there? From the all the way I gave it in how to interpret scripture. Go back to, just go back. I say interpreting scripture, you disclose secrets, you solve riddles, you clarify, you don't take everything literally, you answer questions, you etc. So what is he doing here? What is that? That is, he was what? Clarifying, right? You can also say he's interpreting what Moses is saying. Are you with me? So who shall ascend into heaven? That is, right? Interpreting, expounding unto them. Are you with me, brother? That is expounding unto them right now. Yes, that is what? To bring Christ down from above. That would be what? Incarnation. To bring Christ down from above. Next verse, want to go? Or who shall descend into the deep? What's the next word? That is. What's that again? So that is, he was clarifying again, interpreting Moses. That is what? To bring up Christ again from the dead. So he was telling them that what Moses was telling them there was the same incarnation story, resurrection story. Are you with me? Next verse, want to go? But what says it? That the word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. Wow. So, verse 9 will be what? If that is there, means you are interpreting. What? From verse 9, do we have verse 9 in Deuteronomy 30? So, what is this? Is what? That's not clarifying. Is adding to it, any other word? Supplying the missing link. Supplying what was not clear. Don't forget, the Old Testament was written in shadows, in scare, in dark sentences. Are you with me? So now he was now shedding light on that gospel just to make it clearer. Don't forget, the gospel is always the gospel. He only made it clearer. Are you with me, brethren? So the clarity is a function of the minister. is that we have to give kudos to this Paul and the rest? Is that we are saying the epistles cannot be improved upon? Hallelujah. He quoted it. He said, this is what he said. Like, the man that didn't see most was that writer of Hebrews. Babao. That writer of Hebrews. he will just quote, like, he will just be cutting his, that guy, he read Psalm. He will just cut one Psalm. In the whole chapter, you cut one in Psalm 41, go to Psalm 80, something, cut one small verse, cut this, make everything jam together. Jesus Christ. Imagine, when we are doing various ceremonies, I'm sorry, many ceremonies, we say, I and the children whom God has given me are for what? Sign and wonder. The guy just got there, he just quoted, I and the children. Full stop. Leave the rest. Say, in as much as the children are what? Partakers of flesh and blood. He also himself likewise partook of the same. Are you with me? Say that with affection. So you just they add that to it intelligently by the Spirit of Christ. They completed it. So let's finish it, yes? If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and thou shalt believe, where? Where should you believe? So the believing of the to turn to the Lord of Deuteronomy 30 is where? In the ass, to believe in the ass. It's not laws, it's not conditions, it's not do's and don'ts. Yes, are you with me? That what? That believe in thy heart that God has raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Verse 10, for with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. 11, for the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Amen, amen. Praise God. So, same approach we use to understand the book of Genesis. Same approach. This same approach of interpretation. Are you with me? So, we are going to see, don't forget, so, we are still going to see paintings of accusations. The same way in Deuteronomy, although his mission is to teach faith, as he was teaching faith, you are still seeing contradictions to faith, right? Same way as we'll be looking at Genesis, so Luke, come on, focus. As we'll be looking at Genesis, we will still see accusations. Although there will be less of condemnation, accusation in the book of Genesis. Why? Because it was a period before the law was given. The accusation, the condemnation in the book of Genesis will not be as much as that of Exodus. Because in Exodus, we have two issues. Number one, the law has been given. Number two, the man documenting it is documenting what? Sorry, is the man documenting it is a man of the law himself. He's the lawgiver. So, but in Genesis, although the man that is documenting Genesis was the same lawgiver, Moses, that lived years later. But he was documenting a period when the law was not yet given. The law was given when? In Exodus 20, when they left Egypt going to Canaan. Are you with me? Praise God. So, don't forget what I just said. You will need it now. So, you will still find shades of condemnation therein, but you will do well to cut them off and focus on Christ, the message of the scriptures. You will do well to cut off those accusations, your condemnations, and focus on Christ, the message of the scriptures. So are you ready for today? So Romans 5 verse 12. You will do well to cut off accusations, condemnations, and you focus on Christ, the message of the scriptures, even in the book of Genesis. You will see him there. He's always there. He's there. The scriptures are for him. Praise God. Not the Holy Scripture which has made you wise unto salvation through faith is in Christ Jesus. Let me know if you are all on the same page. Everybody pray in tongues. Come on. As we wait for those who are writing. Romans 5 verse 12. Just open that and pray in tongues. Caste gevila zotatista rosaikeli sovaste gevileros satete
Katolimaza pala raste kepilas to katila koriste o late kumataga age bigasika shakumante gevate geda da gedo de kele rikantila stobi laka stege vite lotema kantima to mite kori esebita le boba la bate ketila maza papa dega didara stege pile moza tete.
Come on, pray more, pray more.
Rane maza tile maza tema kantile moza patite. Oh, Galima Zapala, Shetty Maliza, Polas, Tegapila, Castoda, 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 Castovati, Rasso Tate, Kalamati, Okomi, O Fahati, Gesote, Alitos, Tagabila, Rosa, Pilaste, Gavita, Tete, Ronan of Santila, Toka Pisatate. Oh, glory to God. Romans 5 verse 12. Please, now don't go out when you're in it. Don't stay. One to go. Let's read. Yes? Therefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Stop. Okay? This is where we'll be starting from today. We have analyzed before, but this is different. Okay, so as by one man, he said sin entered. Enter is a second man, but sin there, please write this down. Amatia. Hamartia, H-A-M-A-R-T-I-A. That's a Greek word. H-A-M-A-R-T-I-A. Now, he said, as by one man, hamartia entered into the world. The problem with here right now is that this hamartia is a noun. Hamartia, that would mean to miss the mark, to be mistaken, to miss the mark, to fall beside, to be mistaken, to miss the mark. But now, this one is a noun. So this is what a lot of people call sinful nature. Because it's not a verb right now. It's a noun. Follow me. Now, he said, as by one man, hamartia entered into the world. I said, come on. Yes, into the world. And what happened? What is the next thing? Death. Did I lose you anywhere? Please. So, death by sin. Death will be thanatos. T-H-A-T-N-A-T-O-S. T-H-A-N-A-T-O-S. Thanatos. So, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So, death will mean just rise, not alive. The meaning of death, rise, not alive. Are you there? Aggie, are you still following thus far? Thank you. Now, don't forget, as by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin, so what happened? Death, thanatos, being not alive, a state of being dead, or a state of not being alive, now passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. That last sin, put it amatano. H-A-M-R-A-T-A-N-O. That's a verb. That's a verb of amatia. H-A-R-M-A-R-T-A-N-O. Sin. That's the last thing. This one is just a verb. Amatia is a noun. Amatano is a verb. The same meaning, but it's just a verb. To miss the mark. Are you there? So now, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men. Say all men. Now, the issue here is about that all men. Now, he said, now, the word all is, please, if you are not writing anyone, you must write this. This is what holds this teaching together. That word all, of course, in a lot of places, it's used as all. But it's Greek word, P-A-S, pass. P-A-S, please write that down. It's a nominative adjective. It's a nominative adjective. Because don't forget, later in the chapter, which I didn't want to go to today, we now start seeing same way as by one man's disobedience, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. So also, as by one man's what obedience, so what the free gift came upon all men to what? Justification of life. So, does that mean that because Jesus has died, everybody is saved? Are you with me? So, that would mean something is wrong with that word all. So, one of the ways they use the word all in the Greek is check Romans 2 verse 1. Romans 2 verse 1. Please open this. Romans 2 verse 1. Just don't worry. Just flow. I have enough repetition today to help you understand just this verse. Romans 2 verse 1. One to go. Therefore, thou art inescapable, O man, whosoever that's past. That's past. Check the same Romans 9 verse 33. I didn't want to go so much outside Romans. It's Romans 9:33. As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, a rock of offense, and what? What's the next word? Whosoever. Say whosoever. So that would mean past will not be general. It will be specific. It will be selective. Not everybody. That's Romans 9:33. Now check Romans 10 verse 4. This Bible study, come on, don't trip off. Check Romans 10 verse 4. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone. Now, because he used everyone here, what did he now put later? That believe. So is it everybody in the world? So we can say Christ is the end of law for righteousness to whosoever that believe. So let's put whosoever back in Romans 5, verse 12. Anywhere you see all, please put whosoever, and let's read again. Are you ready? Anywhere you see all, put whosoever, and let's read again. Once you go, therefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon whosoever what? Whosoever sinned. Simple. Once you can put us, so death passed upon whosoever sinned. You can leave the last part. But that's what he say. For that what? All have sinned, not all again. It's for those that sin. So let's read again the way I constructed it for you. Want to go? Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon whosoever sinned. Again, is it clear to that point? So, see it. Now, to now make it better, the Adam, don't forget, there is still one issue. That first sin is a noun, not a verb, not yet an action. But we knew that it was an action that will lead to a verb. Sorry, yes, an action that will lead to a noun, right? There must be an action called sin before anything, any now can be that is called sin. Are you with me? Just don't worry. So write this down. I will explain very well. So write this down. So by one man's, of course, amatano, which is a verb. Now, I'm reconstructing it for you right now. By one man's amatano, amatia entered the world. Now, I read that now. Let me see how you can flow with it. So if you are listening on live stream, that is why as you are doing this, pick your pen, pick your Bible, follow. I didn't know how you can follow this thing by just listening. You can't. You have to be looking at it. So what did I now add? As by what? One man's act of sin entered into the world. That's what I mean. That as by one man, amatano, which is a verb, amatia, which is a noun, entered into the world. So, what will that amatia be? That now,
what will it be? Are you following? So, the now that entered, will that be a sinful nature? Don't forget, since if everybody will still have to sin for them to die. Hold on, no. Death is not being alive. I'm not talking about physical death, okay? Since everybody will still have to sin for them to die, that would mean that sin that is traveling across is not a nature that just slams on you, if you like it or not. So, write this down in your notes. So, I said, as in not a sinful nature, but a sinful communication. There is no faith. Write it down. The sin which is a noun that entered into the world as a result of the sin of Adam is not a sinful nature. It will rather be a sinful communication. I will explain. Just be patient. So, let's reconstruct Romans 5 verse 12 again. Write this down this way. By one man's disobedience, a communication pattern of disobedience entered the world. Don't lose me now. Just do your best. Don't lose me now. I get right. Come on. Just right. I said, what I'll be doing from now for the next 1 hour is just repetition of this. Using different scriptures, which you will see. So, by one man's disobedience, that sin that entered, that passed upon all, is a communication pattern of disobedience. So, by one man's disobedience, a communication pattern of disobedience entered the world. Now,
wait for you. This understanding Genesis, This series 2 are far more patient than series 1. Series 1, I just give you, go and sleep. Thank you. Be careful. Come to the front.
Okay. So, what will death mean then? Good. Would it be physical death? No. Death will be not alive, right? Write it down. Death will be not alive to God. That will be your initial definition. But if you want to be more intelligent, don't forget, don't use dictionary to interpret Bible's terminology. So Romans 6:23 can give you the definition of death. What's that? Romans 6:23. Want to go? Read. For the wages of sin is death, for the gift of God. So in Romans 6:23, what is the opposite of death? So can you just write in your notes? Death is without eternal life. Death is without eternal life. So, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death. So, as by one man's sin, sin now entered into the world. So, as by one man's disobedience, a sinful pattern of communication entered into this. I will explain though. A sinful, or let me use the word, okay, a sinful influence. That sin that is now, that's what I'm saying, explain though. So, as by one man's act of sin, others were influenced to sin. Something like that. A sinful influence entered the world. Now, he now said death by sin, so death passed upon whosoever sinned. No, 13. 13 and 14 will clear it for you. Are you there? So, I can say it this way. Because of the sin of one man, No? Let me not go there yet. 13 and 14.
Wait, let me say that. One man sinned, others sinned, and they fell short of the glory of God. Write that down. One man sinned, others sinned like that woman, and all fell short of the glory of God. And they all, those people, they all fell short of the glory of God. Please, are you with me? So, see Romans 5:13 now. For until the law, please don't switch off right now. Just follow to the end. Before you finish today, you will get it. For unto the law, what was in what? Sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. Are you with me? But sin was not imputed when there is no law. So, when they said unto the law, when was the law given again? Exodus 20. Don't forget. So, before Exodus 20, sin was in the world, but it was not charged to anybody's account. Why? Because there is no law. But is sin in the world? And does death come by sin? So, now read verse 14. Slowly want to go. Nevertheless, death reigned from who? Adam to Moses. So that was the period when there was no law, right? So even he was just trying to show you that the law is not the problem. That even when there was no law, death was still reigning. Now, see the issue now. Nevertheless, death reigned from who? Adam to Moses, even over them that had not seen after the similitude of Adam's parabasis. Write that down. Translation, parabasis. Who is the figure of him that was to come? Adam's transgression. Hold on. Write that down. Parabasis will be Adam's violation. Adam's violation. So, what will be Adam's violation? What is normally okay to apostle to what you have studied before? What is Adam's sin? Unbelief, right? What is Adam's violation? Unbelief. But hold on. That said, who have not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression? Who is the figure? Now, that word who there is just a Greek word, H-O-S. It can be who, it can be which, it can be what, it can be that in the Greek. That word who is the figure of him that was to come? That word who there, please, you need this explanation. Come on. Right. Come on. Lady, right. I want that to be flowing. So bring that to your side. Come on. I didn't want people isolated at this time. Everybody should flow. Akim, if you are not flowing, move closer to peace. And you flow together. So just follow. So I said who there? Who there will be H-O-S? It can be who, it can be which, it can be what, it can be that. Now, the next word there is figure, right? Who is the figure? Figure, that is Greek word, tupos. T-U-P-O-S. T-U-P-O-S. See, why are we doing all this type of story? These are things that have been logged for thousands of years. So it's not going to come cheap, okay? Especially it's not going to come cheap. But when I finish, you will understand, it will be very clear. Figure will be T-U-P-O-S. T-U-P-O-S. Please write this one down. Figure will mean a pattern, a manner, an imitation. Pattern, manner, imitation, resemblance. A statue, a style, a model. Not that anyone can write down. Statue, style, resemblance, model, imitation, fashion, figure, manner, pattern. A print. Let's see the places that this word figure was used. Just few. Let us see three. 1 Timothy 4:12. There is no how you can explain this thing. Like I have tried to explain this verse, Romans 5:12-14. It cannot just work on the basis. You have to go deep like this. So 1 Timothy 4:12. Are you there? Come on. So, see that where that word figure was used? Let no man, thus was, despise thy youth, but be thou and what?
Example. That's the word figure. That's the word figure. An example. Titus 2 verse 7.
For example of believers in word, talk, conversation, clear, charity, spirit, faith, and purity.
Titus 2 7. See where the word two posts again. Two posts. T-U-P-O-S. Two posts. Titus 2 verse 7. Once you go, let's read. In all things, showing thyself a what? A pattern. A pattern. So that is enough. So let's put example into verse 14 and let's read together. Once you go. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them who had not seen after the similitude of Terence's transgression, who is the example of. Another issue we have there is that word him. So write him. Him there in the Greek is just H-O-2. H-O, something like that. Just really around this one is terrible. It's not even really a pronoun because it's hardly used as a pronoun. So but it can mean this. Please just write it. Him, the Greek word is H-O. Just write H-O. So it can be this, that, one, then he or she. It's just a definite article. You know what a definite article is? Just a definite article, something definite of something to come. So, okay. So this is my question. Is he saying that everybody look at the Bible, look at that Romans 5 verse 14? Very well. Is he saying Adam was a pattern of Jesus? Or is he saying Adam's sin is an example of other sins that will come? Write that down. We are doing like writer of Hebrews right now. This is an analogy. Is he saying, now when he said he was a figure, now don't forget, the topic is not Adam. The topic is what? Adam's transgression, which was an example of that which is to come. So, no, please write down the question. I said, is he saying Adam was an example of Jesus? I'll be serious. An example of God? Is it Melchizedek? Or is he saying Adam's sin is an example of other sins that will come? Normally, from verse 5, what are we be discussing? Personality or the sin? The sin. So now, to get what is happening, read verse 14. Sorry, verse 15. But not as the what? The what? Offense. Oh. So, not as the offense. So, that is what followed verse 14. So, which one will you pick? One or two? Two, right? So, we can say Adam's sin is a pattern of what? Other sin that will come, that will cause men to die. Hold on. Just keep writing. You will get this. So, it was still discussing sin. It was saying, write as much as you can write right now. It was saying Adam's sin was an example of offenses that will come after. An example, a pattern. A pattern. A pattern. So, Adam's sin is not the sin of the whole world. But an example of the sin of the whole world. I told you to ask me a question yesterday. Nobody asked me a question. I was expecting you. You didn't ask me a question. So, Adam's sin is not the sin of the whole world, but an example of the sins of the whole world. Other sin will follow this pattern. Therefore, Adam defined sin. Adam pioneered sin. Are you getting me? Adam does what? He defined sin. He pioneered sin.
Well, I can tell you this clearly. Please, can I repeat that? Please. So, other sins will follow this pattern. He defined sin. He defined what sin should be. He pioneered sin. That chapter 5 from verse 12 was talking about sin. Adam's transgression will be a pattern of transgressions which is to come, which will come after. Just hold on. So, nobody will go to hell for Adam's sin. Write that down. Nobody will go to hell for what? Adam's sin. But for their own unbelief, which was a pattern after Adam's unbelief. You get that? Nobody will go to hell. I know most of the time when you read Romans 3, verse 23, for all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. I've told you that is the Lord that is speaking, it's not God. There is not a common sin to humanity. But, so I state it again. Nobody would go to hell for Adam's sin, but for their own unbelief, which was a pattern after Adam's unbelief. Now, focus. Now, see this. Now, there's one more problem there. Now, because death is the wages of sin, right? What's the wages of sin? Death. What's that death? Without eternal life. Good. So, I know you are suffering from me. So, see some people, but see verse 14 again. Read verse 14. Everybody, look at your Bible. Just read. Nevertheless, what? Death reigned from Adam to Moses. Even over those who have not what? Seen after the similitude of Adam's transgression. Who of transgressions that was to come. So can you see there's a problem there? So that would be even the people that did not committed, what is Adam's transgression? Unbelief. Even the people that did not commit the sin of unbelief, what happened to them? Death still reigned. What is death without eternal life? Okay, Flo, just write this down. Since some people is still going to get death without sinning. Okay? Even from verse 14 alone, is it clear that it's not all that sin?
Yes.
From verse 14 alone, it's not clear. Stephen, read verse 14. Can you see? You are even reading with your phone. Where's your Bible? The phone was off. You are only listening to us. So read verse 14. What's there? Nevertheless, what? Death reigned over what? From Adam to Moses. Even over them that have not sinned. So, first question. Do we have those who have not sinned? What defines sins? Adam's transgression. Exactly. Are you trying to flow? So, even them who have not sinned after Adam's transgression. So, some people are still going to get death, although they did not sin. Don't forget again, I've said this before. Adam was never a replacement for Jesus. See, before the next 30 minutes, this is you invest very well. I'm just go through all these Greek words. Right now, go to context. So, Adam was never a replacement for Jesus. It's not a pattern of Jesus. You can't be a pattern of God. Are you with me? Adam was never a replacement, a figure of Jesus. Adam was made to receive Jesus. He was not a type of Jesus. Never. Adam was not a type of Jesus. He was not a pattern after Jesus. He was rather made to what? Receive Christ. So,
Therefore, since death is reigning over the people who have not seen, therefore Jesus came because of the people who death was unjustly punishing. Why did Jesus come? Because of people in verse 12 or people in verse 14? Or is it both? Can the death of Christ solve the problem of unbelief? Hello? Can the death of Christ solve the problem of unbelief? What is in Matthew 12? All manner of sin shall be forgiven unto men, for the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. He that speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. For he that speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him. Neither in this age or in the age that is to come. So either before resurrection or after resurrection, unbelief cannot be forgiven.
If I look at your face now, you have not listened to part one. That's why you are looking at me like this. He says, you should not come to me. You are hacking.
Amen. So now, just so follow. I said the coming of Jesus will not solve the unbelief problem, but it will correct the debt reigning over those who believe but never had eternal life. It will correct the debt reigning over those, although they believe the gospel, they did not sin after the similitude of Adam's transgression. They believe, but they did not have eternal life. So the people who have not sinned, yet death reigned over those people, the death of Christ will reverse the death for them. So I say it again, the death of Christ is not for verse 12, but for verse 14. Verse 12 will be a man that sleep.
Okay, I want to write this one. Let me know when you're already. Come on, just don't get, and also don't be upset that you're not getting it perfect now. Just that little you are getting, appreciate it. I'm sorry to say, we're not in the same level. Amen? Alagi, you hear me? Sorry to say, hey, you cannot get, you may not understand, like, but there's just no better way of explaining this thing. So we are starting today right now. Yes, and I think tomorrow we'll be doing this with a VG. So you ready here by 9? Amen? Praise God. Then we pray till morning, just 6 hours prayer. Where are we? But I want us to meet. That should be 9 so that we can just teach it before we start praying. Where are we? Verse.
So now, read, write this carefully. Verse 12 will be a man that sleep off.
Guys, I'm a. This is not here. You want to have there? I'm a. I know it's right.
So verse 12 will be a man that sleep off. That is Amatano. Then through him. Through that man, what happened? Sleeping off came to the world. Just put those sleeping off in inverted comma. Verse 12 will be a man that slept off, then through him, sleeping off God, came into the world. And that brought a state of without God, that is death, to everyone that slept off.
Take it again, Abby.
Okay. Verse 12 will be a man that sleep off. Then through him, sleeping off, puts all the sleeping off in the inverted comma, came to the world, and that brought about a state of without God to everyone that sleep off. That's what I'm saying. But in verse 14, we saw that some people did not sleep off the way Adam sleep off. But yes, they were not alive.
Oh, Jesus, come on. Sit upright and right. Don't do like you're just coming to church. Why is that? Come to the front. It's not you. Don't be joking with you that you're not coming. You're not lying to enter your brain. What's that?
Why you not doing like this? Like you never.
The question I have is what
you answer. So, verse 14. So, in verse 14, we saw that some people did not sleep off the way Adam slipped up. But yes, they were not alive. So, for them to receive eternal life, Jesus must come. E.g., did Abraham believe the gospel? Hello, brethren. Did Abraham believe the gospel? But when he believed the gospel, then did he have eternal life? When did they receive eternal life? When Jesus rose from the dead. Did Noah believe the gospel? Yes. But did he have eternal life then? No. What did they have? Hope. Promise. Hope of things. Faith is what? A substance of things what? Hope for. Evidence of things what? Not seen. So, people like even Abel did not sin after the similitude of Adam's transgression. Abraham did not sin. David did not sin. Even they have sinned before, by the time they believed, all their sins too, because don't forget, all those promises that we are reading in Romans 4 was actually written by them. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not what? Input sin. Abraham believed God, and it was what counted for him for righteousness. If God will mark iniquity, who shall stand? But there is what? Forgiveness with you, that thou mayest be feared. All those stuff, they are in the Old Testament. So, they had the promise. So, when they believe, whatsoever sin they have seen before was also not counted against them. But there was a problem. Death reigned over them sin. So, for the sake of those ones, what must happen? Jesus came.
Is it getting clearer, small? Who is small? Huh? Tolu? Small. Small.
Genesis 3 verse 8.
Sorry, you forget your response today. Drop all of your atom. Except the use of course. Genesis 3 verse 8. Don't worry, if your father will talk to you, I will take you until we finish this today. I cannot stop this year. It's dangerous. I cannot really just tell you to go. You not come back to church. So, I must finish you. So, sit down. Close that door.
Genesis 3 verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife, what did they do? He themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. So, what happened? Say, Genesis 3, verse 8, he heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Please write this down. This is not the Lord, for this is not God. We all know that. You should all know that. But this is what would have happened. This is what should have happened. This is the expectation of God. God had missed men. He wants to walk among men. He wants to dwell with men. So, he's just, whether he's walking for God in that Genesis 3, is a type of, that man is just trying to typify how God rewards. Walk amidst men. That was not God. Are you with me? Don't forget, it's Moses is writing. So, now, fellowship after, of course, via the incarnation, has always been the plan of God. What I'm trying to say is, even if Adam did not sin, God must still become a. Why? He wants to live amidst men. That is the plan. That's why when you read about salvation, you keep seeing that this has been the plan before what? The foundation of the world, before your conception. So think about it. I'm saying fellowship via incarnation has always been the plan. But what's the issue? Now, this issue. But men, we have to together welcome this man. Or men will have to together welcome this God, not one man. If it will take one man for Jesus to come, Enoch would have brought him. No one would have brought him. It must be something like a collective effort. Are you with me? Are you with me? Come on. That is why, of course, we are still going to see this much more in our Jesus. The time that Jesus finally came, just like when Moses came, what happened before Moses came to Egypt? Everybody was crying for what? For deliverance from Egypt. Same way, what finally triggered the coming of Jesus in the Gospels? Everybody was lamenting under the captivity of the Roman Empire. That's why you saw some people like the priests, like Anna, the prophetess, and the rest, that they said they were always in the temple praying that they are waiting for the redemption of Israel. Amen. So, but it's not one man. And prophecy must be complete. So, please, you can leave that for now. Please find our series, Our Jesus. This one will be much more explained in the series, Our Jesus. Okay, that should be series 2, but we are done with series 1. So, Adam's sin was not shed upon all men. The old world was not punished for Adam's sin. Adam's sin was not shed upon all men. The old world was not punished for Adam's sin. When you are done with that, let me know. The old world was not punished for Adam's sin. No. Adam's sin was just as an what? Example. So what Adam did was, he was the first man to show the world what unbelief is. And don't forget, the only way you can influence another man is if you communicated unbelief to the man. So that sin that now that entered the world in Romans 8, 5, verse 12, in a divine assembly, it will be as good as what? That communication pattern. Simple communication. First doctrine. This person has been there everywhere. I've been seeing it in everything. It is the issue. So this is what happened. Adam was, of course, this is just part 3. I'm still going to part 8. So calm down. So Adam was, his own sin was independence from God, right? And by default, he communicated independence from God to people after him. So, how did sin pass through all? Communication. I told you something about Abraham when I showed you. Is this series? It's not this series. I said, Abraham, God said of Abraham, he said, I know him. For he will what? Teach his children to follow after me. That would mean that faith of Abraham will not end with Abraham. So, funny enough, why was he only called the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Full stop. Why? After Jacob, they messed up. So that's after Jacob. We could not really say he's God of Judah. Although Judah, we didn't guess anything he did. Amen. Now, follow this. Please, if you have your notes, please, I need you to draw a table. Very long table. Divide your notes into two like this. Just table, just left and right. So we want to see something about the kings of Israel. It's a long riddle. Don't trip up. So now, on the left, right Judah. On the right Israel. On the left, right Judah. On the right Israel. So under Judah, first right David, of course. Right David. In front of David, right good. As everything is on the left, that is under Judah. Let me see how you wrote your own. So, I see it under Judah. Just write David, and his remark is good, right? Judah is okay. I was just was later. So then Solomon after under David, right? Solomon. Should we write good or? We don't know. He gave you some of Solomon. So if you don't, so what is the opposite of good? Right, put evil.
Now, so let's check 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 26. Please just open your Bible. All you just need to do is you'll be reading, you'll be filling that table. Are you with me? Good. 1 Kings 11, verse 26. Why do we read all these things? We have what? We have time. We are young. Who is 40 here? Good. Amen. No, I don't plan to become 40 anytime soon. I don't pray. Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. At least I won't die. I won't die. Just saying, I hate old age. But I won't die. Amen. Immortality of it. 1 Kings 11, verse 26. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Good. So, and Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, now, an Ephratite of Zereda, Solomon's servant, whose mother's name is Zeruah, a widow's woman, even he lifted up his hand against the king, verse 28. And the man Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor. And Solomon, seeing the young man was that he was industrious, he made him a ruler over all the charge of his house of Joseph. So he was like a minor ruler before. See, 1 Kings, that is 11:29 now. And it came to pass at that time when Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem that the prophet Ahijah, the Shilonite, found him in the way, and he had covered himself with a new garment, and they too were alone in the field. Read 30 and 31, yes? I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon, and will give 10 tribes to thee, but he shall have one tribe for my servant David's sake and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, because forsaking me. Now, they are worship the goddess, keep reading, God of Moabites, Micon, the God of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways to do that which is right in my eyes, to keep my statutes and my judgments, as did David his father. Oh, so what David his father did, he did not do, right? See 20:34. Howbeit, I will not take the old king. Whom I chose because he kept my commandments and my statutes, but I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand. I will give it unto thee, even 10 tribes. And unto his son will I give one tribe, that David my servant may have a light always before me in Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen to put my name there. 37. And I will take thee, and thou shalt reign according to all that thy soul desireth, and thou shalt be king over what? Israel. Now focus. See chapter 11. Still read verse. Don't stop. Verse 38, yes? And shall be. If thou, now hold on now. So he first, everything was telling him that he was instructing about the kingdom. Now this is about himself. Read 38 now. And it shall be, if thou will what? Hearken unto all that I command thee, and will walk in the ways, and do that which is right to in my sight, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as David my servant was. So David's good will be a pattern. Follow. And my covenant, as David my servant did, I will be, sorry, commandments, I will be with thee and build thee a sure house as I built for David, and will give Israel unto thee. Wow. 39. And I will for this afflict the seed of David, but not forever. So don't forget. So the covenant on the house of David was not automatic. His children too must honor it. So, see verse 40. Solomon sought. Are you there? Chapter 11, verse 40. Solomon sought therefore to what? Kill Jeroboam. And Jeroboam arose and fled into Egypt. Okay. So, see 41. And the rest of the house of Solomon and all he did and his wisdom. Are they not written in the what? House of Solomon. That's Proverbs and the rest. So, and 42. And the time that Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel was how long? 40 years, and Solomon slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David with his father, and who reigned? Rehoboam, his son, reigned in his stead. Now, chapter 12,
Verse 3. And they sent and called him, and Jeroboam and all the congregation of Israel came and spake unto Rehoboam, saying, thy father made our yoke what? Grievous. Now therefore, thou make the grievous service of thy father, and this heavy yoke I put on us lighter, and we will serve thee. Verse 5. And he said unto them, depart yet for 3 days, then again come to me, and therefore the people departed. Read verse 12. Want to go? Verse 12. So this is after, you know the story, right? So verse 12, yes? So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, and the king had what? Appointed, saying, come to me again the third day. And the king answered the people roughly and forsook the old men's counsel and that they gave him, and spake to them after the counsel of the young men, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, and I will add to your yoke, and my father also chastise me with whip, and I will chastise you with what? With scorpions. Read verse 20. Verse 20. And it came to pass, when all Israel heard that Jeroboam was come again, and that they had was sent and called him unto the congregation, and made him a what? King over all Israel. There was none that followed the house of David, but the tribe of Judah alone. 21. 21, come on, read. And when Rehoboam was come to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah with the tribe of Benjamin, 140,000 chosen men, which were warriors to fight Israel. And 22. But the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, the son of God, saying, speak to Rehoboam, tell them not to fight. 24. The Lord, 24. Thus said the Lord God, you shall not go up nor fight against your brethren, the children of Israel. Return every man to his house, for this thing is from me. Amen. See verse 25. Now, so peace under Israel, right, Jeroboam? First one under Israel, right, Jeroboam? That's the first king, right? So in his front, don't put his remark yet. Don't see his remark. Okay, chapter 12, verse 25. Are you there? Yes. Chapter 12, verse 25. One, two, go. Let's read. Then Jeroboam built Mount Ephraim and dwelt therein, and went out from thence and built what? Peniel. Now, 26, one, two, go. And Jeroboam said where? Said where? Where did he say it? In his heart. Wow. Now shall the kingdom return to the house of David, though. If these people go up to do sacrifice in the house of the Lord, at Jerusalem, there shall be, there the heart of these people shall turn to the Lord, even unto Rehoboam, the king of Judah, and they shall kill me and go again to Rehoboam, king of Judah. 28. Whereupon the king took counsel and made two what? What did he do? Calves of gold, right? And said unto them, it is too much for you to go to Jerusalem, behold thy God, O Israel, which he brought thee out, which brought thee out of what? Land of Egypt. What's that? Idolatry. So, and he said the one in Peltor, and he put the other one in Dan, and this thing became a what? It became a what? A sin, for the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan. And he made, 31, and he made an house of high places, and made priests of the lowest of the people, which were not of the sons of what? Levi, which are not the sons of Levi. Would you just come and follow? Yes. 32. And Rehoboam ordained a feast in the 8th month, on the 15th month, like unto the feast that is in Judah, and he offered upon the altar. So he did a better sacrificing unto the calves that he had made, and he pleased, and he, that he placed in the better the priest at the high places which he had made. 33, want to go? So he offered upon the altar which he had made in Peltor the 15th day of the 8th month, even in the month which he had devised of his own ass, and ordained a feast on the children of Israel, and he offered upon the altar and burnt incense. Now, he was saying these things. Now, judgment came. Chapter 13, verse 1. The Bible is meant to be read. It's not meant to be summarized. Amen? Chapter 13, verse 1. God does not like this pattern. It's not serious. 13, verse 1. Want to go? Stevie, are you sleeping? Want to go? And behold, there came a what? Man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. Wow. And he cried against the what? Altar in the word of the Lord, and said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name, and upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense, and the men's that burn men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. Sorry, verse 3. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is a sign which the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it, it shall be poured out. Verse 4. And it came to pass, when the king Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which he had cried against the altar, He put forth his hand from the altar and said, lay hold on him. And his hand what? And his hand which he had stretched forth against him dried up so that he could not pull it again. Ah, Agbara, to him. Praise God. So verse 5, the altar also was what? Rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar according to the sign which the man of God has given by the word of the Lord. Verse 6, and the king answered and said unto the what? Man of God, entreat now the face of the Lord thy God and pray for me. This man is an hypocrite. Okay? That's what? My hand may be restored again. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was what? Restored unto him again, and became as before. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So, now after that, you all know what happened to the young prophet, right? Huh? So, well, I wrote something in my notes. I'll just tell you. I'm not saying you make it a judge. You know, we can almost say it was the king. Don't forget, the king was looking for a way to get at Haman. He could not. Do you know what happened between Balaam and Balak? Huh? When Balaam could not get to... So when Balak could not get to them, Balak, they tried everything, they could not. What happened? Say, don't worry, we know how to do it. So I can as well almost say it is the king that bribed his old prophet. It's not there it's not in the Bible. Yeah. Praise God. Just my interpolation. Anyway. Because, don't forget, do you know this old prophet, he has been in that town since. Right? And this man is offering those things, and he did not reprove it. So he must have what? Collabo, it must have compromised. So, anyway, that is not doctrine. First, chapter 14, verse 1. So, of course, we can almost put in front of Jeroboam, put evil. In your notes. Jeroboam, put evil. Now, see chapter 14, verse 1 now. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we are just halfway. So, let's calm down very well. I said, I've dropped you at me. It would be. At that time, 14 verse 1, want to go? At that time, Abijah, the son of what? Jeroboam was sick. So Jeroboam said unto his wife, arise, I pray thee, disguise yourself, that thou be not known to be the wife of Jeroboam, and get thee to Shiloh. There is Ahijah, the prophet, remember? Which told me that I should be king over these people. And take with thee 10 loaves, you want to go and pray him. And some stuff and cruse of honey, and go to him, and he shall tell thee what shall become of the child. Of course, no happen. So the line which was made known to the king, see verse 7. Go tell Jeroboam, thus said the Lord God of Israel, for as much as I have exalted thee from among the people, and made thee prince over Israel. Verse 8, and rent the kingdom away from the house of David, and gave to thee. Yet thou hast not been as my servant who. Thou hast not been as my servant who. David. So you followed another pattern. Now see, and you kept my commandment, who had followed me with all his eyes to do that which is right in my eyes. But thou hast done what? Evil above all that were before thee. For thou hast gone to make thee other gods and molten images to provoke me to anger and to cast me behind thy back. Verse 10. Therefore, behold, I will bring upon the house of Jeroboam, I will cut off from Jeroboam him that pisseth against the world, and him that is shut off and left in Israel. I will take away the remnants of the house of Jeroboam, as a man that taketh away a dung shall be until they are all gone. So, let's go down to verse 18, 17. So, Jeroboam's wife arose and departed and came to Tirzah. And when she came to the threshold of the floor, the child died. Okay, and they buried him, and all Israel mourned for him according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by the hand of Ahijah. See, verse 19 and 20. Want to go? Rain be the oath. They were written in the book of the Chronicles of the King of Israel. 20. And rain, and he slept with his fathers, and who? Nada, his son. So you can put Nada, that is under Jeroboam, put Nada. You know where we are going? It's a long read. So but for this, the rest will be small. See verse 21. Chapter 14, verse 21. And Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, reigned in Judah. Rehoboam was 41 years when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem. This, huh? Hello, are you with me? Oh, good. Which the Lord did choose out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there, and his mother's name was Naaman the Ammonite, right? 22, want to go? 22, please read, yes? Above all that their fathers have done. Okay? Are you getting that? So, for they what also builds them high places and images and groves on every high hill and under every green tree. And there were also what sodomites in the land, and they did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. So, Rehoboam, good or evil? Good or evil? Chapter 15, verse 1. I'll be fast now. So please, when I say read, please try and read it. It's a very loud verse. Chapter 15, verse 1 to 3. Let's read. Now, in the 18th year of what? Jeroboam, son of Nebat, reigned who? Abijah over where? So in Judah, right? Abijah. Abijah. So 3 years reigned in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maaka, the daughter of Abishalom. Okay, and he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, and he acts as the heart of who? David his father. So bad father, bad son. So that is that is Judah, right? So we are seeing Judah. See chapter verse 9. See verse 9. And in the 20th year of what? Jeroboam, king of Israel, reigned who again? Asher over Judah. Okay. Read verse 11. And Asher did that which was what? Come on. Are you following? Did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord as his father David did, right? What did he do? Verse 12. He took away the sodomites out of the land and removed the idols that his father has made. So write Asher, write good. Of course, he didn't remove that place, but at least he tried. Put good as a remark. See chapter 15, verse 25. Back to Israel. And Nebat, the son of what? Jeroboam, began to reign over Israel the second year of Asher, king of Judah, and reigned over Israel 2 years. 26, you want to go? Good or evil? He did evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the ways of his father, in which he sin, wherewith he made Israel to sin. So now bound that Israel put evil. Verse 29. And in the 30th year of what? Asher, king of Judah, Ahab, son of who? Chapter 16 now, sorry, 29. I have to jump some stories there. Chapter 16, verse 29. And in the what? 38th year of Asher, king of Judah, began Ahab, the son of Omri, to reign over Israel. And Ahab reigned in Israel along 22 years. So put Ahab, of course, you know that one. Put after that evil. Evil. And Elijah came to deal with his soul. So after this, verse 17, which is the reign of Elijah. So Elijah deals with the rest of that chapter. Go to 2 Kings, chapter 3. Verse 1. So, how many do you have under Judah now? How many do you have under Judah? Huh?
Five.
How many do you have under?
Four.
Judah, yes. Number one, yes. Start. So, what for your man? Yeah, again. Okay, what of under Israel? Okay, good. So let's see chapter 3, 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 1. Oh, dude, come on, focus. Don't make noise. Chapter 3 verse 1. And Jeroboam son of Ahab began to reign over Israel in Samaria in the 18th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and reigned along 12 years. Verse 2. He wrought what? Evil in the sight of the Lord, but not like his father and like his mother. For he put away the what image of Baal that his father has made. Nevertheless, what happened to him? He cleaved unto the sins of who? Jeroboam. Oh. Annie, what is wrong with you? Look at this. So he cleaved unto the sin of what? Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, which made Israel to sin. He departed not from it. Is the sin of Jeroboam his sin?
Right, Joshua.
So, is the sin of Jeroboam a sin? What is the reference of the sin of Jeroboam to the sin of this guy? After the pattern. You see, there's so much here. See chapter 10, verse 30. Let's rush. After this, chapter 3, that is the reign of Elisha. Elisha reigned from chapter 4 to chapter 9. Another story. So, see chapter 10, verse 30. Just sing these stories in the Bible for fun, Abby. Chapter 10, verse 30. And the Lord said unto Jehu, because thou hast what? Evil done well. Sorry. In executing that which is right in my eyes, and as done unto the house of Ahab according to what is my heart. See verse 31. But Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of the Lord of God of Israel with all his heart, for he departed not from the sin of. So who is becoming our Adam now? So that is Israel, right? Jehu is Israel, right? So put Jehu under Israel. So put evil. So back to Judah. 2 Kings 12 verse 1. Chapter 12 verse 1. We are finishing this chapter. Be fast. Come on. Just 8 o'clock now. 12 verse 1. In the seventh year of what? Jehu. Joash began to reign. Where? In Jerusalem. So write Joash under Judah. J-O-H. J-O-H, something like that. So, and J-O-H did that which was what? Right. Right? Right in the sight of the Lord God. So, write J-O-H, write good. Rushing. Back to Israel. Right, J-O-H, write good. Back to Israel. In the 3 and 13, chapter 13, verse 1. 2 Kings 13, verse 1. In the 23rd year of Joash, son of Ahaziah. Ahaziah, thank you. King of Judah. Jehoash, the son of Jehu, began to reign over where? Israel. So write that name under Israel. Jehoash. So read verse 2. And he did that which was what? Evil in the sight of the Lord, and followed the what? Sin of. He followed the sin of who? Amen. So write that guy, write evil. Put evil. So we are seeing history, right? So see chapter 13, verse 10. In the 37th year of Joash, king of Judah, began under Jehoash. Again, the son of Jehoash. Write that one again. Jehoash, same one you have written before, reign over Israel in Samaria. Verse 11, want to go? He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from the sin of who again? Jeroboam. Why were they repeating this guy? Pattern. He pioneered something. Is the sin of Jeroboam their sin? But their sin was what? After similitude. Figure. Tuppose. Next, see back to Israel. So write Jehoash, that one, evil. Jehoash, that next one, under Israel, evil. Come on, that's one under Israel, evil. So still on Israel. Chapter 14, verse 23. We are not used to this. Epistles. Chapter 14, verse 23. In the 15th year of Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, who again? Jeroboam. This is not Jeroboam. The son of, so right Jeroboam, not Israel. Right Jeroboam. The son of Joash, king of Israel, began to reign in Samaria, and he reigned 41 years. Verse 24. Want to go? He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from the sin of who? Jeroboam. Jeroboam sin after the sin of who? Jeroboam. So Jeroboam again evil. That was his incarnation. He incarnated again. Evil again. Okay. Go to chapter 15, verse 1. In the 27th year of
Jeroboam, king of Israel, began Azariah, the son of Amaziah, king of Judah, to reign. So go to verse 3. Want to go? And he did that which was what? Right in the sight of God, according to all his father Amaziah has done. So Azariah, good under Judah.
So praise God. Are you following now? Huh? Under Judah. Huh? Go and find the missing kings and put them there.
So chapter 15, verse 8. No, so have you seen something? That your father is bad does not mean that you have to be bad. Have you seen that? And that your father is good does not mean that you'll be automatically good.
Okay.
So chapter 15, verse 8. So if Adam has chosen life, it would have been a pattern after those that would choose life. To tell you that there was no Adam that put us in problem. Okay, sorry. Well, chapter 15, verse 8. In the 30th year of Azariah, king of Judah, did who? Zachariah. This is not the prophet, though. I beg. The son of Jeroboam reign over Israel and Samaria 6 months. Verse 9, yes? I did that which was what? Evil in the sight of the Lord, his father. As his father has done, he departed not from the sin of who? Adam. Jeroboam. Amen. Our Adam. So, right, that guy, Zachariah, evil. 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 Chapter 15, verse 17. Zachariah, evil. Evil. Chapter 15, verse 17. Are you there? Somebody that best reign after that one. 15:17. And in the 39th year of Azariah, king of Judah, began who? Menahem. Son of God. To reign over Israel. You know that would just be evil. I know I'm skipping some few details, but I can't go everything. I reign over Samaria. Verse 18. What did he do? He did that which was what? Evil. Departed not from the sin of who? Jeroboam. So Menahem put evil. I know you have no English. I know you need no English to pronounce the word.
Hypocrite.
Chapter 15, verse 27. Come on. Don't trip off right now.
Yes, not very trip off.
Are you there? 15:27. In the 52nd year of Azariah, king of Judah, Pekah, son of Remaliah, began to reign over Israel in Samaria and reign how long? So right under Israel, right Pekah. Of course, right evil. He did evil. After the sin of Jeroboam again. He's there. Verse 28.
Evil.
So, chapter 15 again, verse 32. In the second year of Pekah, son of Remaliah, let's go back to Judah right now. Began who? Jotham, the son of Josiah, to reign over Judah. And this verse 34, he did that which was what? Right in the sight of the Lord. He did according to all his father, Uzziah, has done. So we have good patterns. Same way we have bad patterns, we have also good patterns. So put Jotham, put good as under Judah. Chapter 16, verse 1. The 17th year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, as son of Jotham, king of what? Judah. So put as now. Under Judah. Judah. Put as. To begin to reign. As. Call it anything you like. Leave me alone. But still, please leave me alone. Okay. So verse 2, right? He did that which was right? In the sight of the Lord is God as like David his father. Amen. He did that which was what? Right, Abby? But, see verse 3. But he still walked in the way of the kings of Israel. And yet he made his son to pass through the fire according to the abomination of the earth, which the Lord cast out from before Israel. So put evil.
Evil. You didn't read it fully. Context. Evil.
So, chapter 16, verse 19.
So who succeeded this man? Hallelujah.
Praise God. The guy was evil.
So chapter 16, verse 19. Now the rest of the acts of Ahaz, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Ahaz slept with his father and was buried with his father and in the city of David. And what happened? Who is next? And Hezekiah. Hallelujah.
Of course, put right down and put good without reading.
So all he gave was a pattern. That's what we have seen so far now is that you cannot really drag a man against his intention. Drawn away of his own lust. Don't forget. See, what is it? Sit down where? Drawn away of his own lust. Your father's sin, Adam's sin, was never an excuse for anybody to sin. Everybody will be drawn away of his own lust. So, chapter 18, verse 1.
We are almost done. Don't worry. Almost done. Just 15 minutes, I'll be done.
And it came to pass in the third year of who? Hosea, son of Ela, king of Israel, that Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, began to reign. Of course,
I think that, yes, if you know the IPA, he did very right. So, his guy was good.
Go back to chapter 21. Go to 21, verse 1. Manasseh was 12 years when he began to reign, and he reigned 50 years in Jerusalem. 21. I did that which was evil. And guess what? This is the son of who? This is the son of who? Hezekiah. So put Manasseh, put evil.
Like, we should not even read the story.
He built again the highest places which his father Hezekiah had destroyed. He built it again. See on Judah. See chapter, put Ammon. Now we are done with Israel. The rest of his instances, we are looking at redemption. Just focus on Judah alone. See chapter 21, verse 19. And Ammon, put Ammon again. Ammon was 21 years when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Das. Verse 20, he did that which was what? Evil. So Ammon put evil. But then we had another good guy. 22, verse 1. Chapter 22, verse 1. Josiah was 8 years. Your guy, right? Was 8 years. Just one small guy. This small year. Produce, right? Was 8 years when he began to reign. Yeah? And he did that which was right in his sight of the Lord and walked in his ways of David his father. So put Josiah. Please conjure Judah. Put good. Good. So, still on Judah, chapter 23, verse 31. Don't worry, now you chapter almost finished. I will not enter Chronicles. So, 23, verse 31. Joas was 23 years. You know, as you are ready to see, it can never leave your brain again. Was 23 years when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was what? The daughter of Jeremiah the Libyan. Now, verse 32, he did that which was what? Evil. So put that guy, put evil. Then chapter 24, verse 8. Jehoaz, put evil. 24, verse 8. Jehoiakim was 18 years old when he began to reign. Verse 9, 24, verse 9, he did that which was evil. Write his name, Jehoiakim. Akim. Abi Jehoiakim. Okay. And that was the last straw that broke the camel's back. Because verse 10, what happened? And at the time, the servants of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came against it and his servants did besiege it. So, I'm done with my work. So please, let's start from Israel. Sorry, David. Okay. Sorry, you still understand Genesis? Now, this is what you're going to read. Let's start from Israel. Don't read the name of people. Just read good and evil under Israel. Are you ready? In order, just say the first one. Just maybe is good. Let's read. So read for Israel for me. Want to go? Evil. So please, I want your voice to enter the microphone. Want to go? Yes.
evil.
Stop. No, yes, one good there. Any good there? Any good there? So, eh? So that pattern of Jeroboam, what happened to it? He peppered them well. So as they were singing, God just Jeroboam, see your work. Jeroboam, see your work. Why he pioneered it? He showed them the way. Not that he made them do it. Are you with me? So let's read. So that one. So let's read that of Israel, that of Judah. Want to go? Are you ready?
Yes.
Please call it one after the other. Don't call it together. Want to go? Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. Good. Yes. Good. Compare your notes in 5 seconds. Compare your notes with somebody beside you. Come on, be fast. Be fast. I'm on live stream. Please. Why is it there? Don't be doing isolated when I'm doing things. I say compare, you know, go somewhere. Check the missing link. See, I'm too boring now. You won't leave my church. Amen. Find the missing link. Be fast. So, have you seen the correction? Joshua, do this thing now. Sacrifice, have you checked? Okay, so we go again. So, let everybody be on the same page. Let everybody be on the same page. Okay, this time we mention their name and if it's good and evil. Let me give the microphone to. So you'll be our pattern. We follow your example. So let's see. So let's go again. Everybody, yes?
David, good. Solomon, evil. Rehoboam, evil. Abijam, evil. Asa, good. Jehoash, good. Azariah, good. Jotham, good. Ahaz, evil. Ezekiah, good. Manasseh, evil. Amon, evil. Josiah, good. Jehoaz, evil. Jehoiakim, evil.
Nebuchadnezzar, evil. Merodach, you know why? Hallelujah. So, first King 18. Sorry, Ezekiel 18. I'm not running up. Anybody to play keyboard for me? That's me. Ezekiel 18. Hallelujah. Praise God. This we clear it for you. Are you there? So, this one, let's do it together. Please, I read verse 1, you read verse 2 until we get to verse 16. That's consumption. Let's keep Ezekiel 18. I read verse 1, read verse 2, and we'll continue like that. The word of the Lord came unto me saying, verse 2, yes? Saying, the fathers have eaten sour grapes and his children's teeth. Oh, God. Are you with KJV? Okay, so we use the microphone to read with them. So verse 3, let me read. As I live, said the Lord God, you shall not have any. So now where is my body? So you have not even opened since. No. The teacher will tell you to open scripture. As I live, said the Lord, you shall not have any occasion anymore to use this proverb in Israel. Verse 4, yes?
Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die.
For if a man be just and do that which is right and lawful and right, yes?
And has not eaten up on the mountains, neither has he lifted up his eyes unto the idols of the house of Israel, neither has defied his neighbor's wife, neither has come to a measureless woman.
And had not oppressed any, but had restored to the debtor his pledge, had spoiled none by violence, had given his bread to the hungry, and had covered the naked with a garment, yes?
He that has not given fault unto injury, neither has taken any increase, that he iniquity has executed through judgment between man and man.
And hath walked in my statutes, and hath kept my judgments to deal truly, he is just, he shall surely live, saith the Lord.
If he begat a son that is a robber, a shedder of blood, and that doeth the venue.
And that doeth not any of those duties, but even at eating upon the mountains, and defile his neighbor's wife.
Has oppressed the poor and needy, has spoiled by violence, has not restored the pledge, has lifted up his eyes unto the idols, has committed abomination.
Has given upon utri and has taken incense, has taken increase. Shall he then live? He shall not live. He hath done all this abomination. He shall surely die. His blood shall be upon him. Verse 14.
Now, lo, if he begat a son, that seeth all his father's seed, which he has done, and considereth, and doeth not such like.
And doeth not such like, thank you. That has not eaten upon the mountains, the other hath lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel. Read verse 16.
He that has oppressed any, has not beholding the pledge, he that has spoiled by violence, but has given his bread to the hungry, and has covered the naked with a garment.
Read verse 17, yes.
That has taken off his hand from the poor, that has neither received it nor increase, has executed my judgment and walked in my statutes. He shall not die for the iniquity of the father, he shall surely live.
He shall surely live. And as for his father, because he cruelly oppressed, spoiled his brothers by violence, and did that which is not good among his people, lo, even he shall die in his iniquity. 19.
Yet, say he, why does the son bear the iniquity of the father? When the son has done that which is lawful and right, and has kept all my statutes, and has done them, he shall surely live.
20. Want to go? The soul that sinneth shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father. Neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay. Please, when you get home, please try and finish that chapter. But there's something that you must see there repeatedly. Read verse 27. So read 32. I have no pleasure.
I have no pleasure in the death of him that died,
said the Lord
God.
Therefore, turn yourself
and leave him.
So, what is the general thing that God is looking for? Death or for him to live? For him to live. So, that man that is dying, is it the pleasure of God? But has he made it clear that the son will not go for what his father did? So he said the righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him. So, the same applies to the sin of Adam. So, back to Genesis. So let's conclude with this. Okay? Adam's sin likely influenced Cain to sin. But Adam's judgment was never Cain's judgment. Please, are you with me? Adam's judgment was not Cain's judgment. Adam hated the truth in his own time, and he was judged. Cain later did, and he was judged. He's not right, God judged him, right? He was judged. So, just see that's their judgment in Genesis 3:17. Come on. 3:17.
Praise God. Genesis 3:17. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat, cause is the ground for thy sake. Jude, what's that? Why don't you be reading that and you're stretching like this? Cause is the Bible for thy sake. Cause is the ground for thy sake. Apologies to the Bible. In sorrow thou shalt eat of. Now please see this thing very well. In sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. Verse 18, want to go? Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread till thou return unto the ground, for out of it thou wast taken, for thus art thou, and from thus thou shalt return. No, now this was not the curse upon Cain. But go to chapter 4. Oh, this is the last scripture. So we just read this from verse 3. That was not the curse upon Cain, though. Oh, see chapter 4, verse 3. And it's in the present of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. Verse 4. And Abel also he brought of the firstling of the flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had no respect. And Cain was very what? Wrought, right? And his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wrought? Why is thy countenance falling? If thou doest well, thou shalt thou not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. Unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Now, and Cain talked with his brother. You see all those one later. Cain talked with his brother, with Abel his brother. It came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against his brother and what? Slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is thy brother Abel? And he said, I knew not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, why hast thou done this? The voice of thy brother's blood cry unto me from the ground. 11 to 13. One to go. And now, thou art what? Caused from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive brother's blood from thy hand. 12. One to go. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not what? Henceforth yield our strength. A fugitive and vagabond thou shalt be. 13. Lastly, yes. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than. So, can you see a pattern of judgment after Adam's judgment here? Can you see it? Can you see it in verse 12? See verse 12 again. When thou wast tillest the ground, the same thing that he told Adam. So, it was not when they judged Adam. Cain did not receive judgment in Adam. Cain was judged after the judgment of Adam. Are you with me? Are you with me? So, Cain's sin was not Adam's sin. That would mean before this time, Cain was not condemned like Adam was condemned. So, just write this down. Every man is born to receive or rejects the gospel. Every man is born either to receive or to reject the gospel. And until that acceptance or rejection comes, man remains in a state of innocence. Every man is created, is born to the world to either receive or reject the gospel. And until that happens, man remains in the state of innocence. So Romans 5:12-14, as by one man, sin entered into the world. That's by sin. Amen. Praise God. So individuals will have to sin for them to get death. It is not, everybody is not dying because Adam sinned. But Adam's sin is a pattern of other sins that followed Adam's transgression, that followed. So individual, nobody is judged today. So stop saying Adam is your problem. It was never Adam. Praise God. Pack your Bible. Go. Bye-bye. Live stream. Take it off. Amen, amen, amen.